While we are talking about it, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of problems with Australia at the moment, I'm sure you'll agree. One of the major problems I think we're facing as a nation is we don't revere our classic heroes anymore in song. There used to be so many beautiful bush balladeer songs about people like Ned Kelly and, I don't know, the
Captain Lightfoot,
the wild colonial boy, who may well be fictitious, I'm not quite sure. But we don't do it anymore. Even in fucking Tamworth, they don't fucking do it. So we thought that's a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a crime. So we're going to tonight revere some of the great contemporary Australian villains, men and women who are wasting away in jails across this great nation for crimes they definitely committed. And we'd like to start that off now with a tribute song to a great man. I think someone we all secretly admire. This one's for Ivan Milat.
Ivan Milat, a pat on the back, I sent him a big cheerio. He only killed bombs and hunts, he was Australia's first son, and it's time the coppers let him go. Oh, we love you, we just thought that you should know. My, it's pretty bloody country, up where Ivan did his killing, out where the pines are tall and the kangaroos are red. I'd like to take you there one day, well, if you're willing to wear a small backpack and a target on your head. Now I know this might upset you if you're a relative or friend, but once you're dead, well, you can't be dead again. And Ivan had a Bonza truck, so at least before they died, every single tourist had a lovely scenic ride. Let's give Ivan Milat a pat on the back and send him a big cheerio. He only killed bombs and hunts, he was Australia's first son, and it's time the coppers let him go. Oh, we love you, we just thought that you should know. Where's your bloody brother at, Ivan? Where's your bloody brother at?